35 years. Tensions have been escalating between Beijing and Washington on a number of fronts, including trade, the pandemic, and human rights. Britt Clenett, ABC News, Hong Kong.
Fans of Taylor Swift playing her new music a lot over the weekend. Songs from her new album, Folklore, were streamed 81 million times on Spotify in the first 24 hours after they were available, a new record. 1.3 million copies of the album were also sold in the first day. Karina Mitchell, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy in the lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, becoming mostly clear at mid-60s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight, upper 60s. And Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered storms. Right now, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 26-year-old Kansas man is charged with battery of a law enforcement officer during a protest against racism and police violence in Overland Park. Darian Richmond of Shawnee was charged Saturday and was released on $2,500 bail. Overland Park spokesman Sean Riley said Richmond caused scrapes and bruises on an officer's hands during the protest. Riley did not have details on how the officer was injured. Several Kansas residents have received unsolicited packages containing seeds that appear to have originated from China, according to the Kansas Department of Ag. The department does not know what type of seeds are in the packages and is strongly advising not to plant them due to the possibility of the seeds coming from an invasive species. KWCH-TV reports over the last several days people have received packages across other states. Authorities say anyone receiving the seeds in Kansas should contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture immediately. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Health officials in Kansas City and three surrounding counties are urging residents to follow safe practices as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations increase in the region. Leaders in Kansas City and Jackson County, Missouri, and in Wyandotte and Johnson counties in Kansas issued a letter Friday saying frontline workers are being overwhelmed by increasing coronavirus cases and hospitalizations, which are higher than when the pandemic began in March and April. They warned that if residents don't social distance, wear masks, and limit social gatherings, more business closings and stronger restrictions are inevitable. An employee of an AutoZone is dead following a shooting last night in southeast Wichita. Police called around 9 o'clock to the AutoZone auto parts store after an employee was found dead by other workers. There were a total of three workers in the store when the shooting took place. One was in the restroom, another in a bay retrieving a part. The investigation is ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Governor Pete Ricketts has touted Nebraska's pandemic response and rosier-than-expected revenue outlook in his address to the legislature. He also pushed for lawmakers to adopt his signature property tax relief and tax incentives packages within the remaining 13 days of the session. The Republican governor Friday made a rare second address within the same session, which was suspended in March over fears of spreading the coronavirus. The session resumed Monday. Governor's address came a day after the Economic Forecasting Advisory Board predicted that while the state's tax revenue will likely dip below earlier projections, the budget picture won't be as bad as previously expected. Meanwhile, state health figures show Nebraska's coronavirus numbers remaining high as the state's prison system reported four additional staffers testing positive for the virus. That brings the total number of prison employees infected to 37. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Widespread heavy rain Sunday evening prompted numerous flash flood advisories across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. The early evening round of thunderstorms brought 3 to 5 inches in a couple of hours for many areas. Hardest hit were points along the state line, some topping 5 inches. We recorded around 3 inches here in Marysville. Among flash flood warnings issued, both the Big and Little Blue Rivers, Mill Creek in Washington County expected to rise some 8 feet in 8 hours early Monday morning with some roads barricaded. Water was across the roads in multiple other locations overnight as well as early Monday morning. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works Administrator outlined plans for providing landowners herbicide to control Serratia Lespediza. There will be a limit per landowner, which will treat 160 acres. The program begins September 1st through the first frost. The $7,000 budget from the county will cover over 5,000 acres total. Surplus county items were recently sold, netting over $32,000. The bridge crews moved on to the Bison Road Bridge as Waterville Bridge repair is progressing. Commissioners voted a contract with Cook, Flat, and Strobel for engineering services for the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm project. Commissioners met with department heads. It was reported the drop box at the courthouse has been installed. The Northeast Kansas Officials meeting of 17 counties that Marshall County was to host in September will be postponed until next year. An attorney for the Kansas Association of Counties joined the meeting to give a presentation and answer questions regarding the Kansas Open Records Act. The Open Records Act allows 3 days to respond to any request. This does not mean the documents need to be produced in 3 days. All open records must be available for review and a copy must be made if requested. The county is allowed to charge for these services, and it was stressed the importance of consistency regarding fees. A record is anything produced within the county that is subject to open records request. Certain records are exempt. There are also records that could be made available, but would have certain information redacted for privacy. It was recommended all replies be done electronically and copies made for compliance and consistency. A fee schedule was adopted later in the board meeting as recommended by the Register of Deeds. Commissioners finalizing plans and agenda for a public meeting regarding the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm Wednesday, August 5th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Hall in Marysville, beginning at 6 p.m. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday conducting mostly routine business. Delinquent tax reminders were sent recently. Commissioners walked through and inspected repairs completed at the courthouse basement. Co-valedictorians Avery Lynch, Grace Holly, and Piper Patterson addressed fellow classmates as part of graduation ceremonies held Sunday for Marysville High School Class of 2020.
The time my classmates and I have spent here at Marysville High School has left a big impact on our lives. Thank you to the administrators, teachers, lunch ladies, janitors, paras, and all of the rest of you for putting so much work into this school and its students. The care and guidance you have offered has affected our character and shaped our aspirations. Your influence has, hopefully, better prepared us to enter the next stage of our lives.
Thank you, teachers, staff, coaches, and parents for helping us throughout the years and during these trying times. Most high school classes don't have to deal with something like this. None of us realized when we walked out of the door the Friday before spring break that our days of walking the halls as a student were over. We've gotten through this, and I'm sure we will make it through many other trials in the future.
The class of 2020 is one to remember. Our class will forever be remembered as the ones who never really got to finish our senior year and all the wildness that comes with it. One good thing that came from this year is that the school will remember us as the class with the best senior skip day because we never came back.
Activities conclude Monday at the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca. Premium auction begins at 6 with decorated cakes, bread baskets, and cookie containers. The livestock auction will follow no sooner than 7 p.m. Martha Marty Clark, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial St. Joseph Cemetery, Lillis. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marty Clark. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, Brussels sprouts, and fruit salad. Tomorrow runs a casserole, a muffin, mixed veggie, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Monday, we have a frontal boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest. This is bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the area. That will continue through the day before that front moves off towards the east southeast and quiet weather for tonight and into tomorrow. Another system will move in, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday through the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, definitely cooler than what we saw last week. So across the area, showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight becoming mostly clear, fog mid-60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with fog early, otherwise sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, isolated storms overnight in the upper 60s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms around 82 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Wide-ranging rainfall amounts topping 3 to 5 inches across much of the listening area overnight, prompting flash flooding. Average high temperature, late July, 88. Recent record high hit the century mark in 2003. The average low, 66, and a record low of 52 back in 2005. Sunset this evening, 8:44. Sunrise in the morning, 6:21. We recorded around 3 inches of rain overnight here at studios in Marysville. Light showers remain under a cloudy overcast, 70 degrees with a light south-southwest wind. A few areas of lighter showers yet this morning, north-central Kansas, south of US 36, north of I-70. Got activity in the southeast corner of the state, Wichita points south-southeast, south Topeka toward Kansas City. Got some showers, thunder showers to the east of Lincoln tracking over in Iowa. That lingering activity not likely bringing any significant accumulation. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of July. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
The 106th District needs a strong voice to represent rural agricultural communities. This is John L. Unger, and I have over 35 years of professional experience in resource conservation and land improvement fields. I will use my background in working with ag producers, federal and state agencies, and non-governmental organizations to represent agricultural and rural communities and build the local economy. A vote for me is a vote for you. Vote John L. Unger, Republican Representative for 106th District on August 4th. Paid for by John L. Unger for state Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. End of last week, the House of Representatives passed a minibus of fiscal year 2021 appropriation bills that included the agriculture bill. The White House, though, is opposed to the overall bill, citing some specific provisions as the reasons for opposition. The final vote, 224 to 189. Seven Democrats, including House Ag Chair Colin Peterson, voted with Republicans in voting against it. Another 17 Republicans simply didn't vote. The Senate hadn't yet acted on appropriations bills, and it's not clear if the House and Senate will finish the appropriations process or pass a continuing resolution that will fund the government either until after the election or next year. In a statement of administration policy, the Office of Management and Budget said the Trump administration concerned about the provisions like those that would stop historic welfare reforms at USDA. OMB also said that such provisions would degrade the ability of USDA to move more families forward, providing equitable treatment across state lines and effectively targeting program resources to those most in need. The OMB statement didn't threaten a veto of H.R. 7608. Instead, said the administration looks forward to working with Congress to address the concerns as fiscal year 2021 appropriation process continues to move forward. The U.S. Grains Council recently held two technical webinars intended to help with expanded future export opportunities for dried distiller grains with solubles in Southeast Asia. Caleb Worth is USGC's Assistant Director of Southeast Asia, and he said that that area will be one of the strongest performing markets for USDDGS this marketing year, despite the challenges from COVID-19. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good Monday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. The harvest continues to move north, and it continues to wrap up in the state of Nebraska as just a few regions continuing with theirs. Out in the northern panhandle, it continues with harvest about 75% of it complete so far. The region did receive a bit of rain earlier last week, along with some hail, which slowed down the progress just a bit up until it arrives again.
Dryland harvest has been moving along steadily, with irrigated harvest expected to begin around now. Yields are about average, ranging between 35 to 60 bushels. Protein is between 10 and 11%, and test weights are averaging 60 pounds.
We check in with Skimper Harvesting once again. J.C. Skimper joining us over the phones as his crews finish up there in Nebraska and on their way to Montana. So what was the main concerns there in Nebraska? Was it the weather? And what do you have in front of you there for Montana?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The freeze damage we're seeing here in western Nebraska, obviously coming and kind of going into the future here in the next 10 days or 2 weeks. We're going to be heading for Montana, and that's going to be coming off here on the 25th of this month, which is a little bit later than normal because it's a wet, cool spring. And what that means to them is it filled out nice, and they're expecting a bumper crop out there. But what's really taking effect up there is the hashen and fly problem, and I would have never thought I'd see the day where we're going back to picking up most of our weed up there because falling down because of the hashen and fly problem. So we've even seen some hashen and fly problem here in Sydney, Nebraska. So especially on the outside corners of these fields, the no-till kind of brings that on, and it could become a problem out here. And I haven't seen that out here in a long time.
Again, that's J.C. Skimper with Skimper Harvesting. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest 2020 summer harvest update on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Republican Senate Hotline, can I help you?
Yeah, I have some questions about the ads I'm seeing.
Well, I'm here to help.
So they say Kris Kobach is too conservative.
Well, that's a judgment call. He's been very consistent on standing with Trump, building a wall and saying voter fraud is dangerous. And supporters of Kris Kobach say he's never wavered on being tough on China.
Huh, that's good to know. And what about Roger Marshall? The ads say he hasn't been for Trump.
Well, Roger Marshall backed John Kasich against Trump. He's a Mitt Romney Republican.
I don't like Romney.
And critics say even now Marshall hasn't supported Trump. Marshall's been both for and against a wall, and he was for going easy on China. But now he's flipped.
Well, I'm pretty conservative. Sounds like Marshall's a politician who's all over the place.
Well, that's up for you to decide, ma'am. Paid for by Sunflower State, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 316-285-9550. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. COVID-19 has taken another couple of victims, two of the biggest farm shows in the Midwest. More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-18. Check out flora.com.
Two of the biggest farm shows in the Midwest, in fact, in the whole country, are not being held this year. Well, that's not exactly true. They are kind of being held, but in a much different way than they have ever been held before. I'm talking about the Farm Progress Show and Husker Harvest Days. And the guy who puts both of those shows together every year is Matt Youngman, who works for the Farm Progress Company.
This is certainly a unique summer. I think nobody's going to question that. We're working as hard right now as we would be if we were going to have a live in-person event. But now we're working on creating videos and creating new and innovative ways for our exhibitors to connect with their customers, the growers. The primary mission is the same. We're just going about it completely differently this year.
What Matt and his team have been working on is called the Farm Progress Virtual Experience, and it will allow you to see field demonstrations, just not in person.
Yeah, rather than having a virtual Farm Progress show and a virtual Husker Harvest Days, we thought it best to merge the two together. So we've merged the exhibitor lists, and we're going to have all of the demonstrations, the various demonstrations that occur at both shows, merged into one event. So you're looking at combines and tillage and autonomous machines and ride and drives, but add to that the things that are special about Husker Harvest Days, like haying demonstrations and a really impressive cattle handling demonstration. We're working really hard and maybe creating some new opportunities that folks wouldn't otherwise have, because for safety reasons and a lot of other things that we have to do when the crowd's there, we're not going to have a crowd there this year. So maybe we can put the camera in some very unique places and do some things that otherwise we couldn't do for safety reasons.
Okay, let's talk about when the Husker Harvest Days and Farm Progress Show virtual experience will take place.
The three-day event is September 15th, 16th, and 17th. But the good thing is, if you can't just be there in front of your computer for three straight days, all the content that's going to be unveiled over those 3 days is going to be live well into 2021. So, you know, you're going to want to see some things right there live when they happen, because it'll be kind of like breaking news. But then, you know, if you're waiting in line at the elevator in your truck, or you're in the field and you're watching, you can watch it from your phone. If you want to do some research, it'll be kind of a nice research tool to go back through the winter and utilize this event as a place to make some comparisons for what you're shopping for.
Matt Youngman of the Husker Harvest Days and Farm Progress Show virtual experience. Back after this.
We're talking today to our SkyTech pilot, Randy Prowitz. Why would producers use a fungicide such as Trivapro?
It's a great return on their investment. They see an increase in yield, harvestability on their crops.
Does it really make a difference?
It does make a difference.
What do you like about Trivapro?
Trivapro has three modes of action that you get for disease control.
And if a producer is thinking about a fungicide, what should they do?
Give us a call at any of our Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branches.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Sale time every other Monday this summer is 10 a.m. Early consignment listings today: 7 black and red steers weaned and vaccinated. They weigh 750 to 8. 9 black bulls and heifers spring weaning, 650 to 700 pounds. 6 black bulls and heifers, 60-day wean, 5.5 to 6.5. Those among early consignments for the sale today: a feeder cattle sale begins 10 a.m. For additional details, go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com. Again, sales are every other Monday, so sale day today. No sale August 3rd. Next sale is Monday, August 10th. 7:30 from KNDY. Enough rain in your rain gauge, 5 inches or more in some areas, than others shy of 2 inches. We were right at 3 inches here at studios in Marysville. Fell in about a two-hour time period, prompting flash flooding. Flash flood warnings issued for the Little, Big Blue Rivers, Mill Creek over at Washington County. Water still over the road this morning in many areas. Light scattered showers, about all that's lingering. Little additional accumulation. If we do see additional rainfall today, it will be light in scope. 70 this hour, highs approach 80 today on a cooler start to the work week ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. One Kansas City Chief is the first NFL player to opt out of the upcoming season. Correspondent Coy Wire has his story.
Chief Super Bowl champ Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the first practicing medical doctor to ever play in the NFL, said he's seen the stress the pandemic puts on the healthcare system, and the only risks he'll take are those that arise as he continues to work on the front line caring for patients.
That's right. Lauren Duvernay-Tardif is choosing to put his medical degree to use on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic rather than helping the Kansas City Chiefs defend their first Super Bowl title in 50 years. Carlos Carrasco led the Cleveland Indians to a 9-2 win over the Kansas City Royals. Cleveland took two of three games in the series. Royals manager Mike Matheny used his bullpen because he's missing two starters who tested positive for coronavirus. Mid-America Network Sports.
The organic label is becoming increasingly important to supermarket shoppers, and producers are rushing to keep up with demand. A snapshot of the industry today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured, but when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 27th, the 209th day of the year. Comedian Bill Engvall has a birthday, and Bugs Bunny turns 80 years old. Organic may be the hottest food war of the decade, and the demand for organic products shows no sign of stopping. Consumers continue to look for foods certified as grown without chemical fertilizer or pesticides. California, as you might expect, leads the country in organic farming. Organic dairies put Wisconsin in second place, followed by New York, Pennsylvania, and Iowa. The trend is growing fastest in Arkansas, with an increase of more than 500% since 2011. After cow's milk, the most produced organic products are chicken, eggs, and apples. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
This day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, oh, oh. Stayed there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen. Whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer? Yes, sometimes late at